Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
All right, so you know she's nervous as all get out right now.
Mm-hmm.
So let's bring her back on. Janice?
Hi.
I feel for you right now. I really do. Because you're like, if this was your brother, he would be like, all right, fine. But like,
exactly.
your sister has done this for now 7-8 years. Christmas at her house, everybody goes to Virginia, and this year you and your husband are now in Charlotte, got a brand new big house. You got one kid, you got plenty of room, just like the Griswolds. We got plenty of room, and it's been decided that everybody'd like to come to your house for Charlotte. And the mere mention of moving it from her house caused an uproar. But it has been decided by the other siblings, Jimmy, that Janice is going to call her sister Joan today to tell her that I guess a conversation's been had.
Yeah. And every time I'm like, man, it seems nice to have like a big family of people to do stuff with. And then something like this happens, I'm like, man, I'm lucky, ain't I?
Yeah, no kidding. All right. I have to legally ask you this, Janice. Are you sure you want to do this? No one's making you do this. There's no promise of concert tickets or anything. You want to do this to make Christmas better for everybody?
Yes, that's correct. I wish people would they ought to get together and offer me some concert tickets. Having to do this. Ugh. But yes.
How about a beer box?
I want to
Maybe we can work that out.
Please?
All right. So,
yes, please.
Okay. As long as you're over 21. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Fat Boy's going to dial the number. The next thing you hear is your sister answering, and then once, you know, everything hits the fan, we'll also make matters worse, I guess, and tell her she's on the radio, too. Okay?
Oh, fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were about to say a bad word there for a minute.
Fun. Okay.
Fun.
Fun.
Yeah. All right, here we go. It is Truth and Consequences on the Rise, guys. Here we go. Merry Christmas.
Hello? Hey, what you doing? Oh, hi. Oh, not much. Just about to head to work. I still have a couple of weeks to go. Oh, but I found out I might get off for the year earlier than I thought, so I'm really excited about that.
Oh, my God. I would be excited, too. Nobody wants to work that time of year.
Oh. You ain't kidding about that, especially since we still have to give gifts at work instead of a company Christmas party, and I really don't want anything to do with that.
Well, that sounds like fun, though. I mean, you know, what, you can't drink at work, but, so you're going to do gifts and, like a little party at work, right? That, you can't, yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, well, I've done them, and it always goes awry, because who's ever hooking up at work gets mad when somebody else gives them a personal gift, and there's always a fight. It's a mess.
Oh, I didn't think that happened every year. You told me when that happened once, but that's like every year that happens.
Oh my God, it is every year. Last year, Scary Terry, remember me telling you about him?
Well, oh, yeah.
Scary Terry brought a damn gift card to a sex store. And he damn near got fired for that. It was just weird.
Tell him to send it to me. Just tell him to send it to me.
Oh, my God, Jenny. I know you just didn't.
So, listen. I know you're busy. But while I got you on the phone, there's just something I wanted to talk to you about real quick.
Okay. What's up?
It's about Christmas, this year.
Oh yeah. I forgot to tell you, I got the cutest damn Santa this year at Lowe's. It was marked down because it was on display, but people kept beating the hell out of it, and it had some scratches on it. So I talked the manager down a few bucks and got it for a half damn price.
Oh, good.
I'm going to put it up. Yeah, it's really cool. I'm going to put it up in the yard later. It's like a, you know, one of those Santa snow globes or something with a ear in it.
What if you don't really put it up? What if you don't put it up?
What do you mean? I need to sooner. It's going to be worthless for a year.
Well, I mean, do put it up for you. All right, I'm gonna come out and say it. So Christmas this year, we're moving it, and
what?
Gonna be fun.
What?
Look, everyone decided that it would just. Everybody was talking that maybe it'd be better to do it at the new house this year. Just change things up a little bit, give you a little break.
Well, who's everybody?
Well, I think Chad floated it first, but everybody thought about it and just decided that it's like, it's not that bad of an idea to move it to my place.
I can't, this is ridiculous. I can't. Oh my God. Are you serious? Well, you know, this is my thing. It's always at my house.
I know. And you're great with it. You're perfect and wonderful. It's just, I think what it is, it's just easier for everybody to get me, you know, so it's like less of a drive, so we'll have more time together and there's more stuff to do. The kids are all excited about having it somewhere else this year. And
you know, why does that matter? This is what you do with family. You spend it together having Christmas. You just want to be on their phones anyway.
Well, no, they're just excited about having it in a bigger city, and like everyone is too, you know, it's just something new, more stuff for people to do. More time together, you know, no one's saying that they're unhappy. Everybody loves the way you do it. Everyone loves having it at your house, you know. No one's saying that they don't like the way you do it.
Right. Yes, they are. That's exactly what they're saying. I knew this would happen as soon as everybody saw your new house, and they were going to find an excuse to always damn think because it's so big.
Thank you.
That's not what
you're talking about her house.
Yeah, her house. Her house.
Good morning. Good morning, Joan.
What's going on?
Hey, Joan. This is.
Yeah, who are you? What's this?
Well, you should recognize my voice by now. I've been on the radio 20 damn years. It's the Rise Guys, 93.3 The Planet. We're in Greenville, South Carolina. You're in Fairfax, Virginia.
You should not know. Is this some kind of a joke?
No, ma'am. This whole conversation now has been listened to by about 700,000 people, but that's besides the point. Your sister just...
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I appreciate you not cussing.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. This is... But, well,
not a joke, though.
Family business.
Joni,
nobody's business.
Joni and Janie.
It's not a big
don't
deal,
Joni
but
me.
I just wanted to help
don't
telling
you. Joni
you. This isn't my idea, okay? This is everybody's kind of... desire.
Everybody,
the one.
My idea. Aren't I everybody? I'm one of everybody.
Now, first of all, we're going to have to speak separately because y'all sound just alike. Are you twins? I mean, it's Joan and Jan. This is incredible.
Hard to tell. It really is hard to tell you apart.
So,
no.
All right. So,
I wouldn't be a twin with her.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. You're being absolutely ridiculous now. Okay. Grow
ridiculous.
Up.
Ridiculous.
I really can't tell.
It's all behind my back. And this is the thing I look forward to every year.
That's Joan.
Okay, that was
and
Joan.
You have the nerve
we
to put
know.
It on
well,
the radio.
I need help. Why can't it be my turn ever? And what about, like, sisterly love? Why don't you help me with it and show me how to do it all night like you do?
You can tell they're sisters
well,
for sure.
It would be a little bit different if we all talked about it together. But no.
I know, but everybody's afraid of you. Because you always take things from a 1 to a 10 in 5 seconds. And so I got chosen to do it.
Joni.
So don't shoot the messenger.
Can I, Joni, you? Here's what this is what your sister kind of portrayed to us, that it wasn't like everybody got together and said, hey, let's take a vote behind, you know, Joni's back. It was separate conversations. Mm-hmm. But they did. Your brothers and sisters, they have blood on their hands, too. They kind of push this all on Janet.
Absolutely.
Janet.
I don't understand why I couldn't have been a part of this process. Maybe, you know, about it a few months ago, and maybe I got used, but, you know, the house is already decorated. I've got everybody's stuff here.
You still got, like, 2 weeks of Christmas.
Real big disappointment.
How much of this is that you don't want to travel 400 miles? Because that would be part of it for me, is that now they want you to travel 400 miles on 3 weeks' notice instead of them traveling 400 miles.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know. I think it's just very unfeeling. I'm really hurt about this.
You know, Chad starts it. Chad starts it.
Yeah, where's
right?
Chad at?
You know.
He's going to listen to the podcast later.
Why doesn't he come to me?
Hmm. Let's call him.
I don't know.
Let me ask you.
The way technology is, we could have had an online chat.
Definitely family. Joan, let me ask you this. Would this continue, had this not been a conversation this year, would this continue to happen every Christmas until you're passing? I mean, I'm serious, because that's what happened.
Who knows how it goes, you know? I mean, I don't know about my passing, but, you know, who knows what's going to happen to me, you know, down the road. This is, like, the greatest joy I have, to have my entire family in my home. You know, and make it nice.
Well,
and
you said, who cares about the kids?
Joy with me, so I'm never supposed to have that joy. You know, we worked real hard. We've got a nice house too. Like, why can't it be a thing we do together? Where
Christmas Eve at Jones, Christmas Day at Janice's.
That's a lot of driving.
You travel overnight like the three wise men. I don't know what to tell you, other than, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, Joan. Are you going to have Christmas at your house?
Somebody's sprung something like this on the last minute.
I'd be glad. I'd be tickled pink that nobody wanted to come to my house this year, and I'd go to somebody else's. Even it's Charlotte, Fairfax, Virginia, Charlotte.
What if it was an 800-mile round trip?
I mean,
would
I've
you be
already
tickled about
started
that?
Cooking and putting things
way.
In the freezer.
What are yes. you talking about? You have not started
cooking 3 weeks
on this. Now you're just a liar.
Let
okay?
it thaw out on the ride to Charlotte.
I know. She's lying. She ain't started cooking. You're being a drama queen now. Stop it.
Probably, I believe Janice.
Yeah, I don't think she started cooking, but if she did, it would thaw out on the drive to Charlotte. Plus,
you
know, you
think
drive...
I could just do all that cooking in 3 weeks? Are you kidding me? You know,
no.
All the Christmas toys and all that
freaking
stuff.
Out.
You can order honey baked ham on an app
days
now.
Before, and since I got to help your crazy butt anyway, all the time freaking out 3 days before, why don't you just calm down? Why don't you just come down to me and we'll do it together?
You know what? Why don't you be a little nicer about it?
Oh, my God, I was trying to be. And then you, like always, escalate the situation. You
we
know,
just need to get to some kind of answer to this. Where is Christmas going to be?
It's going to be at my
I know where my Christmas
pretty
is going to be.
Decided.
What well, about there's two Christmases and the brothers and sisters get to decide which one they want to go to?
Oh, yeah. See who loves who.
You draw names.
Plane tickets, so
you draw names. You might draw Janice's name. You might draw Joan's name. That's the Christmas you have to go to. I love that.
I'm going to keep acting like this. I'm going to say to hell with y'all, and I'm going to go on a cruise. That's what I'm going to do.
I like that idea, too.
All right. Well, good. Be gone with you, then.
No, be gone with you. Walk the plank. Arr!
Be gone with me. Oh, my God.
You see
how dramatic she is?
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one. P1s listen at least an hour each day.
And P1s get to the point when they call in.
The Rise Guys morning show continues.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paging with you. And there's another shortage that we have to talk about. That's the Adderall shortage that is going on. And folks that have ADHD are coping with that because they may be looking for options due to the shortage, short supplies.
What's the other one? Ritalin.
There's a weight loss drug there's a big shortage of, too. It's really popular because of TikTok.
What is that one?
Hell, I don't remember.
You finger down your throat.
It's not the Adipix, is it?
No, it's one I hadn't previously heard of.
The Ritalin kind of went away, right? Because, you know, when we went to school, there were some kids that were on it.
Never hear that anymore. Probably because it's not like, I don't guess you can abuse that one maybe as much.
We had a principal get busted for it. He was taking them from kids.
The principal?
Yeah, he was on the Ritalin.
Yeah.
Well, you're on to something, fat boy, because a school nurse stole kids' Adderall and replaced it with aspirin. So her name is Michaela Crandall, and she's 27. She lives in the town of Niceville, and that's on the Florida panhandle. And she's not very nice to do this if she lives in Niceville.
They have one in New Jersey, but it's pronounced Niceville.
She just started working there at the school in July. And all the kids' medications were kept in a locked medicine cabinet, and she'd allegedly go into the cabinet, take some Adderall out, and replace it with things like aspirin or Aleve, depending on what the pills looked like. So the school caught on, and they eventually realized that over 100 pills were unaccounted for and found an Aleve in one of the kids' pill bottles. So they also found 7 aspirins in another bottle. So it's not clear if Michaela was taking the meds for herself or selling them. But she was the only person with a key to the cabinet. So she's facing charges for grand theft of a controlled substance, failing to keep narcotics records, and 5 counts of child maltreatment.
If there's such a shortage around of Adderall, I wonder what is the price per pill on the street now? 72341, standard medicine data rate supply. Right. Somebody will know.
Name the street, too. You know?
Yeah, that's interesting. One of the drugs, I can't find the one I was reading about yesterday, but one of them was Ozempic, the diabetes medicine. It got popular on TikTok for weight loss.
That one's not good for blood pressure either. Well, I mean, for what I've been told.
It seems weird to me that all these very risky health things become trends because of TikTok, which Governor McMaster called a clear and present danger when he banned it on the state-owned devices the other day.
I was talking about the movie. I just watched it with Peggy. It was one of my favorite ones. How do you get that stuff? Like,
so well.
That's all prescription, right?
Well, you just take, somebody that doesn't want it, and then they sell it. It's kind of like I really could sell my diabetic strips.
Mm-hmm.
I totally could. Like, it's weird to me that they, and the sad part is it's people who can't get insurance. But then what they're, because I looked one time, there was a phone number on the side of the road on a sign, and it said, we buy diabetic test strips. And I'm like, Jesus. God, they only cost me $10 through my insurance company, and they're offering me this for it.
Huh.
But I was like, but I also need to test my sugar.
No, I know.
Yeah,
back,
you do.
I know back in the day, some things, according to the text message question, some things used to be $2, $3, and now $9, $15, $7 to $10.
Per
5
one
to 15.
Pill?
Yeah, per pill, yeah.
God.
Yeah. I just remember that going out a bunch back in the day, people would offer to you like $2 or $3 a pop.
I remember
wasn't
what
that
time,
long ago.
Remember, I think you were there. Remember one time we went to a
about some perks, some norks.
You remember the candy dish that was full of pills? You remember that?
Yeah.
God. I just took a handful. I didn't
take oh, my God. It's not like, me.
Could have been vitamins.
Could kill you.
I used to love Flintstones vitamins. I used to love them.
Oh, yeah. I like the taste of them as a kid, too.
Like, make that, but not like with, or just make them as vitamins again.
Did you take too many and get diarrhea?
Diarrhea?
Yeah, the excess vitamins, I guess you could.
That's what happens.
They make adult gummies.
Really?
Yeah. Not Flintstones, but just regular.
Oh, yeah, just regular vitamins.
I want that special Flintstones taste.
A little tartness?
I don't know. Yeah, something I'm, it's kind of nerdish.
Vitamin-y, tarty-ish, sorry, yeah.
Tardy. Nerds. Mm. Those are good, too. The ropes. Big, thick rope of nerds.
Mm. They are good.
Well, here's a lifestyle that we know nothing of. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott took separate private jets to the same place.
Why?
Well, they could. I guess if you can, you do it. This was on Saturday. Kylie and her boyfriend, Travis, flew from Miami to Van Nuys, California on separate jets. Each flight used 15,000 pounds of jet fuel and produced 25 tons of carbon dioxide.
Yeah, but I can't have a V8 car.
Yeah. They were leaving the same place, going the same place.
Yeah. Maybe they just took their own crew. Like, you know, she took the girls and he took the boys.
My God.
They had too many people for one jet.
Yeah. So, of course, people on Reddit, the users on there, say they obviously don't give a blank about anyone else, but their kids are going to suffer from global warming, too. And
what's with the Darth Vader? Is it off of this? What are you doing?
Why is the Imperial March playing?
It's every time. Now we're breathing through the microphone.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm eventually going to be able to breathe through my nose again, right?
Dick. I thought it was a reference to the story. I was mm-hmm. Did he sample that in one of his new songs where a bunch of people got hurt at the concert?
And they're saying that these people are unmanageably selfish. And other users suggested that the Kardashians can afford to be so selfish because they have an exit plan.
Kardashian. What is their exit plan?
There's even an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians where Kim and Khloe look for survival bunkers. So maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's part of their show. Who knows? But they're certainly very bougie and rich and extravagant, and they don't have a problem showing it, you know. And that's just the way they've been all their lives. I mean, it's not going to change. Why are people shocked where they take different flights?
I like this thing where she takes flights. She's like gets on a jet for a 12-minute flight. Like the other side of L.A.
Yeah. I flew to Nashville one time.
But again, that's a lot more than 12 minutes.
But you know what's funny, though, is, and not even to make it political, but let's just say, like, one side of the country or whatever. Like, a lot of people are harping on them about, like, the gluttony of it, like, just all the waste of it. But more people are jumping on them about the, you know, the atmosphere and all the, you know, crap that it's putting out in the air. What's the word I'm looking for here? Carbon monoxide.
Carbon
footprint.
There's dioxide.
What's monoxide?
Monoxide.
Yours?
Mm-hmm. I don't think she ever decided if she was going to return that Yaga money back in that relationship. Because they paid her a lot of money. Sent her a lot of clothes, too.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. That's going to be Paige's next punishment.
Good Lord.
You're going to have to wear a jumpsuit.
You got to retweet the photo shoot.
Huh.
You know, the one thing I will say about that, what was that purple stuffed animal that they sold back in the 90s where it was covered in chains and had a mohawk and it was looked like a Judas Priest jacket kind of thing?
I don't know.
Put out toward kids. It was had a weird name, had like orange hair and a blue, you know, plush body. And it was wearing, like, dominatrix gear.
I have no idea.
What the hell was it?
It was a thing. It was...
Real butch looking. I just can't think of what it was called.
I don't know that animals...
I don't remember.
I don't know how to Google that.
I'm trying. Type all that in.
I'm sure you weren't
dreaming. Don't lead to that word I don't want to say.
Let's see. The closest thing I see is Monster in my Closet.
Let's see what that looks like.
It's going to be a trick.
No, that's Barney.
That's Monster in my Closet.
Here. It's going to be his thumb through his fly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, that ain't it.
I'll keep looking.
That's what I mean. I just wouldn't know how to articulate that.
Most of what I'm finding is Barney.
It's some kind of S&M Beanie Baby.
It was not. It was geared toward kids. It was blue and purple and orange, and it was wearing chains and like spike bracelets and stuff. I know I could look it up. I just don't know how. Lexa, what's that plush?
Lexa, what's them hoe dolls that go to high school that call brats that got big heads?
Yeah, wearing all that eyeliner, looking like Alice Cooper.
No. Bunch of emos.
Graveyard girls. Mm. Is that what it was?
I think it was something else.
Yeah. Oh, that's so local.
That's half naked girls in cemetery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or cemetery. No, cemetery.
Did you find it, Nine?
Not yet.
It's okay. All what right. else is it?
Well, I'm Paige, and those are Rise Guys headlines.
Some of you people go to all these conventions, and I don't mean that bad, like you people, but like that toy, it's probably very valuable now. I don't even,
Let's see.
It's blue.
Some of you were saying Punk Monkey was one?
No, I remember that. Punch Monkey I played in high school.
Was it Bebop and Rocksteady?
Oh, that's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. All right, I'm going to call Borderlands right now. when we come back, we're going to say, hey, famous people born on December 6th, happy birthday.
Or
my pet monster.
I thought you said that already.
Oh, man. That's different. That's monster.
Yes! Yeah. Who said that?
I don't know. Somebody.
Congratulations to you.
Now everybody is.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Perfect. All right, we'll take a break and come back and do all that we just said.
More. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here's Matt Mahanine, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Live from callrob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. It is time to say, hey, famous people born 18 shopping days before Christmas. It's time to say, happy birthday or
suck it.
We begin with a guy who is a really good basketball player, has a championship. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
The old Greek freak.
You heard me. How old is
he? Likes Chick-fil-A.
People like old Giannis. I know this. I saw it.
26?
27.
28.
He's 28 today.
Seen it last night.
Well, you got it wrong. He wasn't his birthday then, Stewpot.
How about a former quarterback, Johnny Manziel?
30.
31.
29.
He is, in fact, 30. We're hitting them good today. Cheater. We ain't got that many of them either.
Oh, that means pace it.
Yeah, you know. This is a musical clue here. Just have to pull it up. I've got.
If your stomach is tore up the next morning, could it possibly be from what you ate for lunch yesterday, or would it take that long to, you know? Because what I ate for dinner last night was pretty calm, you know?
Yeah.
Baked chicken, some kern.
Mm-hmm.
But then yesterday at lunch, I had Mexican.
Do you have any salmon eggs?
What?
Do you have any salmon eggs? Because it's Debbie Rowe's birthday.
Debbie Rowe, Michael Jackson's baby mama.
Essentially, yes.
That's Blanket's mama.
Prince Michael Jackson Jr. and Paris Jackson's mama.
I think she looks more like her than him. The daughter. I forget her name.
Paris?
Yeah, that one.
I just said it.
You say a lot of stuff I don't listen to.
What?
Yeah. So I'm doing to you. I ain't answering his birthday now.
Didn't she box Terrell Wade one time?
You know, I don't know. Maybe. Was it Debbie Rowe or Riddick Bowe one?
How much money do you think she got? Old Deb.
A lot, man. A lot. But not as much as Universal.
They took care
of
her.
MCA, I believe.
Since she's worth $25 million, that's more than that.
Yeah, man. That's U.S. money.
That's just what ain't hidden.
57.
60.
58.
She's 64 today.
Oh, my God. Hope she froze some eggs.
Those kids are whatever. Like, they've done a good job out of staying out of the spotlight.
Oh, yeah.
I would.
I'd take my money and, piss off.
I wish you'd do that now. No, I don't. Leave your money here.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. That's why you're my number one guy. Yeah.
Anybody care to guess Andrew Cuomo? The disgraced former governor of New York. It's weird. It doesn't say that about him here. It says he's the brother of CNN anchor Chris Cuomo.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Was he related to Perry Cuomo?
I think so.
What about Cuomo Pete?
I think so.
Great hamburger.
May it rest in peace.
Griller.
Say son of former governor with might have had mafia ties.
Yeah, I don't. I don't.
All of them?
Suck it.
56.
63.
65 today.
Dang.
And how about?
You can draw a check.
The depressed comedian with the long hair, who you mainly remember as the guy on the couch from Half Baked, Stephen Wright.
Oh, he's funny, man.
He is funny. I don't know what he's been doing for 20 years, but he's funny.
I can't remember any of his jokes. There's too many.
But they're funny.
They're very dry.
How old's the dude on the couch from Half Baked?
72?
70.
65.
He's 67 today.
Dang it. I thought you said Half Pegged.
No.
Oh, no.
That's the parody you watch, Fat Boy.
What's the porno movie I took a picture of? Oh, I could look at my phone.
Can't say it.
Oh, I cannot.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember just saying it. It was a parody of the Billy Crystal classic City Slickers.
Yes, it was.
There was no Norman on the cover either.
No, and no horses were involved.
Mm, no, no. And it wasn't Curly's Gold.
Some that were hung like it, but... Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any dudes in that movie.
As a kid, the first time, a young guy, I remember someone saying, hung like a horse. Mm-hmm. And I thought, in my mind, it was a horse who had been hung.
Yeah. That's not the elephant.
Other way around.
That was electrocuted. Poltergeist.
Yeah, but whose birthday is it?
Oh, Carol Ann's
dead. Carol Ann, the old lady?
No.
She's dead, too. Yeah. The mom.
Jobeth Williams, you're right, man.
She's great.
Jobeth.
Didn't she do a lot of Lifetime movies in the 90s?
She was on All That.
No, it was Mary Beth Denberg.
Yeah.
God, 75. No, older than that. I'll just get 75 plus.
76.
73.
She's 74 today.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, that's all we got today, man. Randy Rhoads is dead.
Ah! Yeah. Well, I knew that, but still.
Yeah. Great. Endora from Bewitched is dead. Of course, she's been dead since 1974.
Agnes Moorehead?
Yeah, there you go.
I remember that because very expensive autograph.
Yeah.
You know what I read yesterday? I didn't know if it was going to come up in headlines or not. Elon Musk. Somehow the guy every day, there's new news. Like if they are.
Oh, I saw this.
Say new news?
He said in news.
Oh, okay. That's
those are fake nudes.
Fake nudes.
He will no longer sign autographs. Will no longer sign autographs.
Okay, it's not what I thought you were going to say, but I didn't hear that.
Oh, what were you going to say?
I thought you were going to talk about Neuralink getting investigated for animal abuse allegations.
Oh, no, I didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah. A lot going on for old Elon
Musk. Well, he said he wouldn't sign autographs anymore. And you know, it's like, well, why not? And he's like, because, like, what's the point? Like, I'm just... And he made a good point, too. It's like, when you like, an athlete signs their name now, somebody told him years ago, just sign your initials.
Yeah.
But when you're in a crowd, people are throwing, autographs at you or whatever, and you're signing. Like, you're just going to just... It's going to be crap anyway.
Yeah, it is.
Is this still diminishing value? Because, like, Luca, he'll sign a ton at games. He'll sign anything you throw at him. But his cards, when they go up for auction, are one of the most expensive ever.
Supply hasn't met the demand yet.
They going to, yeah.
It's like the Ali gloves. People always say, oh, they're never going to be worth anything. Muhammad Ali autographed boxing gloves. Because there's this picture of him sitting in front of a mound of signed boxing gloves. But, I mean, the supply and demand.
Yeah.
Not going to be met. And I say that because I own two gloves signed by him, and I want to see the future. Stay bright for those things. They're going to pay for that lady and her kids and the dog to go live.
You ever put them on sometimes?
Put them on?
Yeah, put them on.
He didn't wear them. I bought them at damn Oshman's and then went and got them autographed by him.
But he signed them.
Well, he didn't wear them to do it, though.
Well, I'm asking,
that would be hard to sign your hand.
Well, do you wear them? Do you put them on?
No. I have before used the Ric Flair robe as a bathing robe.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Well, it got wet.
Black butterfly?
What about the robe, though?
Ah. Thank you to everyone that participated in today's show, even if you just listened like a voyeur.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate that. Just tell a friend. You can get today's podcast. Text the word podcast to 72341. That's your TLCMotors.com text line. It's also available on the Odyssey app, Spotify, Google, Amazon. Most places that podcasts are available. Tomorrow, brand new Brutally Honest music review.
That's right, man. This dude I saw play a few weeks ago, and I invited him on our show.
What?
I invited him on our show.
He needed to plug in.
That dude. No, it's his name's Rob Linus. He's from Georgia. I think he's badass. I don't know what y'all think.
How's this blankie?
Oh,
you get it? Linus.
Oh, yeah, it's blank. See, you said blank. Oh,
I know.
Oh,
that's
my
all
God.
I was thinking.
Keep your mind out of the gutter.
You talking about?
Is that what they were talking about with Linus? Thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.